Coronavirus lockdowns have rapidly changed the world around us, leaving normally busy roads quiet, allowing animals and birds to repopulate some of our biggest cities. Amid the adversity, some are finding comfort in that, including electronic music producer Orlando Higginbottom. We'll hear a little bit of something here. Now, you can probably hear the bird song amongst that. Orlando is better known by his performing name, Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. He's launching a new album EP made with the bird sounds recorded around the world, including here in Australia. Orlando Higginbottom joins me now from Los Angeles. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We just heard a little sample of it there. What are we actually listening to?
In that track, that's a recording from Bundina in Australia, and it's, I believe, two whitbirds, a male and a female, calling to each other. At least that's how it started. That was the audio I was sent by my friend, and then I built the music around it from there.
And so how did this all come about, collecting the bird song from around the world?
It started as a combination of sort of having conversations with many people who were commenting on how they could suddenly hear the birds more clearly. And then a feeling of my own, which was a fear that I wasn't going to see any of these people. You know, as a touring musician, I've got to make friends all over the place, in Australia, for example. And I was worried, you know, when am I going to be able to come back? So I wanted to send a little present to those people and make a project out of it.
And how did you get friends to help you in that endeavor?
Well, simply by holding their phone up and pressing record. So it's very sort of lo-fi. There's no it's high tech, but you know, not any fancy microphones. That's it. And then I took those recordings and made the music.
I've got to tell you, you make it sound simple, but we've tried to crowdsource audio projects here on the program before, and it's not easy.
Well, I may have covered up some of the dodgy recording with music, but it works, you know.
So how far and wide have you received these sounds from?
In total, I reached out to about 8 friends, Nairobi, Delhi, Bundina,
Bundina New York. Is in New South Wales, just south of Sydney.
Exactly. And I ended up releasing 4 of them. I felt like that was probably enough for people to listen to, but it was a very nice project for me to do for myself, you know, to make me. Normally I make music that's for dance floors and festivals and stuff. So this felt a lot more reasonable when, you know, we're not sure if any of those festivals are going to be happening at the moment.
And you're obviously in Los Angeles. Is that where you've been during the shutdown?
Exactly, yeah. I've pretty much been in my studio for the duration of it.
And have you even in a huge sort of mega city like LA heard more birds during this time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And seen a lot more wildlife in general. And the sky has been beautiful and clear. I mean, it really has made a strange difference, especially in those first few weeks where it was exceptionally quiet. A lot more birds. Yes.
So we're going to hear a little bit more of the sample from Bundina. But how do you then decide what you're going to do to sort of overlay or underlay the bird sound with?
I think you start by just sort of playing around. But the overall emotional direction I wanted the music to have was one of calmness and hope. So, you know, I didn't want it to be depressing or anxious. There was enough of that already going on. So I was looking for something that gave me that feeling. And you sort of reach around and play until that starts to appear. Trial and error and I guess years of being a musician.
Have you enjoyed it?
Very much, very much.
Look, it's been terrific to talk to you. We're going to hear a little sample of Bundina now. Orlando, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Here it is, Bundina by Orlando, but he's known as Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaur. We'll be right back. Dina, recorded with Birdsong from just south of Sydney. It was made by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs, aka electronic music producer Orlando Higginbottom.